7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What the hell? What in the damn hell?
That doesn't make any sense.
But it doesn't matter because the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, welcome to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing under a sugar maple tree that is probably less than 20 years old, more like 15. And beneath it are a number of acorns, that number being somewhere between 36 and 42. What the hell, damn guy? Why are there acorns? It doesn't make any sense, and I don't care. I'm not here for this tree. I'm here for this tree. This other tree, which is flower tree. What are we doing? We're out smelling trees today. Okay, you got to get right up on them. There's only one problem. It's actually raining. It's actually raining, but look at all these trees we can smell. We got this kind, we got the white kind, we got the pink kind, we got the purple kind. And then, of course, we've got this sugar maple with acorns under it. What the hell? Seriously, what the hell? Yeah, but it's raining, and so I think all the smell is going down, and the leaves are falling off the trees. Now, when I say it's raining, I say raining in a very nominal type of way, although it seems like it's coming down more now. When I woke up, it was not raining. And I said, yay. Hey, what the hell is this? What the... I like it. Okay. First of all, what you need to know is that, it's very overcast. And I decided to come out to a park today that we haven't been out to for a couple of years. I don't even know the name. Yeah, I know the name of this. It's, it starts with Somerset. Somerset Park. And this is an old park that has been renovated recently, within the last couple of years, and it's really nice. They put in how many? 1, 2, 3 or so really nice baseball fields, covered dugouts, fences, concrete. There's picnic tables, brand new picnic tables that are covered with little pavilions that are marked video surveillance, but there's no cameras for miles. And there's all these trees that smell really nice. And right here, in between these two regular-sized baseball diamonds, there is a tiny baseball diamond. And when I say tiny baseball diamond, what the hell is this for? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, here we are. I'm standing on home plate. Now, for all my non-American listeners, you're just going to have to bear with us here because this is going to get mighty specific to our culture, or lack thereof. And here I am standing on a baseball field. It's tiny. The bases are made of concrete. There's a wooden backstop here that is actually set into a concrete foundation. I'm standing on concrete home plate. Now I'm going to take large steps to first base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 meters or 15 feet to first base, second base, third base, and of course there's a pitcher's mound. There's actually like a cast, one of those epoxy and gravel mounds with a little concrete with a concrete rubber pad that the pitcher stands on. You gotta have your foot here like this. I'm like, I can almost I'm so close to home plate. How close am I? 1, 2, 3 meters. I can almost hold my hand out far enough for a batter to potentially hit the ball out of my hand. Okay, enough of this. You know what this is for? This is for all the tiny tots. When, you know, the 10, and 12-year-old older brother or sister is playing their softball or baseball game on these fields. Then the younger brothers and sisters who want to emulate their siblings can be taught how to play this crazy bat and ball game on that tiny little field. Okay, it is raining. Should I just hang out in here? So yeah, here we go. Okay. Boop, 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 boop. Not as echoey as the other ones. Here we go. I'm now standing under one of these tiny pavilions that's 2.5 meters by 2.5 meters. And it's covering a picnic table, one of those epoxy-coated metal picnic tables. It's very nice. This would be a good park to hang out in. Look at that. There's just benches set up for right there. This is wild. This is a polygon type open air structure by Porter.Corp, a Playcore community, Holland, Michigan, 616-888-3500. Buildings copyrighted and patented. No, the buildings are not copyrighted. You cannot copyright a building. Hey, there's a bridge over there. I'm just now noticing that there's a bridge over a creek. And in case you're wondering, yeah, that's what we're really doing. Ooh, all my equipment's getting wet. It is actually raining. But it's just sort of like drizzle water falling out of the sky. It's, yeah, but still, it's starting to get heavier. It wasn't raining when I woke up and I looked out and I said, oh, this is going to be great. And then it started raining, or at least drizzling, when I, what the hell? When I was finishing my breakfast. Okay. So walking betwixt the football, or baseball fields here, I'm walking towards the creek. Which creek is it? It's one of the Papios. It's the middle Papio. It's not the Heron Haven and Tranquility Papio. It's the other one a little bit further east. And as I'm walking down here, yeah, there's another sidewalk, lots of trash cans, and there are more picnic tables. Ooh, and grills. How many picnic tables? One, two, three, four, five, six, spaced about 30 meters apart. And they're the old kind. The epoxy and gravel and concrete slab kind. Now, what is this? What are these dirt patches? This is weird. What the hell is this? There's also grills. There are one, two, three, four grills. And they're the big kind, the double kind, but not as big as the one that's over there at Deercrest Park. Or Deer Creek Park. What the hell is that? Anyway, what in the hell is this? Near these, this is a mystery. Near these picnic tables, there's one by every picnic table. There are these open patches. Okay, there's grass here. There's grass between the sidewalk and the start of the tree line that is the creek about 50 meters that way. Okay, on that picnic table, there's one on each side, but this one's just one. There are these dirt patches that are approximately, oh, they all seem to vary in size. But, weird. They're about, oh, 6-7 meters wide, 15 meters long, blank dirt patches that are filled with footprints. This is for doing something. What is being played here? What game is being played here? It's not long enough for bocce, but if you're just playing with little kids, it might be good. Yeah, actually, this would be a good bocce spot. You know, I think I'm going to have a bocce picnic. Is there any electricity out here? Can I set up my synth for bocce picnic? Yeah, that's what we need. Dubious bocce picnic committee. That's what we have instead of meetups. Is this rain going to do anything for mushrooms? Hard to say. So anyway, I'm walking towards this bridge. There's a bridge down there. I'm looking for creek access, too. Yeah, see, here's another one of these dirt patches right next to this picnic table. Huh. You know, kind of got to wonder if it's something stupid like, what's that beanbag toss that people play these days instead of horseshoes, because we can't afford to get anybody hurt. Yeah, beanbag. You know what else is worse? You know what's worse than that stupid beanbag throw? What do they call it? Pickleball, or is it paddleball? This new tennis derivative that's even dumb. Sharp intake of breath. I see beaver damage. I'm approaching this bridge, and there are stumps. There are trees down. Oh my goodness. Isn't this going to be a fun thing? Yay. Okay. Toad picks up the pace a little bit because he starts to get excited because there might be some dudes down in the creek. And I think ooh, look at this one. Yes, yes. Big tree over here. Beaver chomp. Oh, wow. Okay, let's get up here. It's right up here by the bridge. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Daddy-o. Okay. Yeah. There used to be a beaver dam here. Oh, my goodness. Hey, wait a minute. There's two creeks. There's two creeks here. They join right here. This is where, ooh, I'm at the confluence of two creeks. What the hell, damn guy? Okay, what am I seeing? I'm standing here right next to a tree that a beaver has felled. But this isn't very fresh. This is at least a year old. There's a couple more down there. There's one right there. There was something here. There was beaver construction here. There's a lot of sticks and trees and logs and stuff in the creek. Holy cow. You know, I never really realized how calm the Pampio was here. It just is very small and very nice and very non-threatening, as opposed to where it goes through, you know, my neighborhood. Like, this isn't what's the word I'm looking for? Not landscaped, not terraformed. This is still natural here. This is not any place where it's been straightened out by the Corps of Engineers. Okay, now we're on the bridge. Basic sort of box trestle bridge with a slight arch to it. This does not go over the Papio Creek. This goes over this tiny little... Oh. And as I look upstream... Yeah, okay, yeah. And there's the culvert that... starts the creek. Oh, 60 meters upstream. So this bridge crosses over this little stream that basically starts in the storm drains of that neighborhood up there. It comes out this culvert and it travels 60, 70, maybe 80 meters, before it flows into the Papio. Hey, awesome. So we found another short creek. This short creek is even shorter than the creek by my house. All right, and so as I cross the bridge, looking left and right, there's a little forested area over here where I see more beaver stumps. There's just these sharp, deadly stakes sticking up out of the ground about 45 centimeters high. And there's a bigger stump over here. All right. The Papio Creek turns right here. And so now you would think I'd be crossing another bridge, but no. Now I'm walking alongside the creek that is to my left. And I'm kind of trying to find a way to get up on here. How am I going to get in the creek? Oh, I can't get in the creek. Can I look at it from right here? Yeah, let's approach right here. Because I'm looking for matis and dudes and all kinds of other stuff. Okay. Well, Yeah, we got logs. There's another little dam here. Not a very effective one. Now it's just collecting garbage. It's really overgrown in here. There's all kinds of stuff. And, well, yeah, okay, I see a big hole, like, right down there. But that's too close to the water line, and it's too big. That wasn't a, that's not a mati hole. That was a beaver hole right there. Wow. Wow. Very exciting. Very exciting, but I'm going to turn around and get back up onto this sidewalk here. Where does the sidewalk go? We're not in the park anymore. There's a weird spot in the forest that must be low and hold water at times. Okay, now I can kind of see into the creek a little bit better. Well, I can kind of see the opposite bank. Oh, I can see a mud flat. Are there any tracks? Squirrel tracks? I don't see any mati evidence. Wow. Creek gets little... Oh, wait. No, there's another little creek that joins up here. Wow, this is just the craziest little waterway. It's like the canals of Venice. No, it's not. Not even remotely. Ooh, is this an animal path or is this a people path? This is an animal path. Oh, dudes have been running through the ivy right here. Let's follow it. Let's follow the path. Wait, where does it go? It goes up to here. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got some riprap piles. And, oh yeah, okay. There's another little creek. There's a culvert. Oh my god, a ball pit ball. There's a culvert over there. And the patio turns again right here, and this little creek flows in. And this little creek is just dumping water out of that housing settlement, that stupid place. Anyway, on the far side of the bank, yeah, I think I'm, yeah, because there's more beaver trees down. I can see a spot where beavers have been going up and down the bank. Don't get me wrong, I don't think there's any beavers here now. But yeah, that's where they were. Because, let's see, if I move to here, oh, my shoes are soaked now. My good shoes. At least they'll be clean now. Yeah, anyway, more beaver evidence over there. Beavers have been rampaging through here. Rampaging, he says. Oh, look at all the riprap. Okay, yeah, there's just little piles of broken up concrete. It's not actual riprap. It's just chunks. Uh-oh, junks. And I'm vaguely checking some of these piles to make sure there's no mati dens underneath them or anything. But it's hard to tell. Maybe. Maybe not. All right, let's go up here a little bit further. Oh, I see streets. I might be back in civilization. Not that I actually really ever left. But yeah, okay. We got a big bridge up here. Going over the creek. And we got some landscaping guys doing some work. Wow, what was that weird sound? There was something weird behind me. I couldn't tell what it was just because there's all this noise up here. And a little dirt trail. Oh no. That's where the water... Okay, yeah, they got some weird drainage issues around here. But that's cool.
Okay, well,
I've made it to the bridge. I don't see any street signs. Wait, Winninghoff Road and... what is it? I can't read it. Yeah, so this bridge goes over, kind of connects these two neighborhoods. I'm sort of in Irvington. And as I walk under the bridge, yeah, I can see more beaver stumps. I wonder if I'm on the Papio Trail. I am now under the bridge, as you may be able to tell from the reverb. But I'm just still walking along because I want to take a look at this trail up here, because there might not be trail. It might, well, when I say not be trail, I mean not be paved trail. Oh yes, we have found something most interesting. What did we find? The beginning, or the continuation, of where the trail is going to go. And it is just dirt, and they have taken out trees, and there's little stakes. They're going to build more trail here. And I'd be tempted to walk along there, like I said, raining, but not raining. So it's not death mud, it's just really annoying, slippery dirt. It is starting to rain again a little bit, though. So here we are. End of the line. And we got a stake in the ground that says 2 foot offset slab subgrade Cox 7. So it looks like there's going to be some utility work in here. Yeah. All right, I'm turning around. I'm turning around because, well, the rain's starting to come down a little bit harder. And I just remembered, didn't we come out here? Didn't we come out to the park to smell the trees today? Yes, we did. Are we smelling any trees? Well, no. I sort of smelled one. It was delicious. But now... now I'm back under the bridge. Boo-woo! 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 Now I'm just having fun. Okay. Yes, I do think... I was about to say, I do think the rain is coming down a little bit harder. And then when I was about to say that, it started to get not as rainy. But is it because I walked under a tree? Oh, it's possible. It is possible, my friends. Oh, look at this tree. This is one of those super thorny death trees. I love it. Look at these huge thorns. Look at these thorns. This thorn is 12 centimeters. Oh my God, this thorn is 18. Well, not 18 centimeters, but it's close. It's 15 and a half, 16 thorns. Yay. Okay, kind of walking back into that weird bit of the forest. And, I wonder what kind of dudes they get in here, other than Bevelers. This is probably a pretty happy place for rabbits. And kind of surprised we're not finding as many marmot things as I would think I would be finding. I'm not finding marmot holes. I'm not finding any Mati evidence, which is weird. And on a day like today, you'd think the marmots would be out. Now that seems a little bit counterintuitive, considering we're normally looking for motts on sunny days when, you know, we can find them out sunning on logs, being lazy. But the truth is, on a rainy day like this, where it's not very rainy, I mean, this isn't rain to an animal. It's barely rained to me. The only reason I'm concerned is because I'm carrying a bunch of very expensive electronic equipment around, and it's getting wet. Regardless, on days like today, it's really, really good to be outside looking for animals because the rain is a covering sound. I don't think the dudes, they don't expect you to be out in the rain. And when it rains, you know, you get the little droplets hitting the leaves and the ground. There's a lot of little background noise, kind of pink noise. I'm walking over the bridge. And you can get closer to animals. You can get closer to animals. All right, I'm looking up the short creek. There's no dudes. There's no little trails. It's kind of weird. Yeah, now it's coming down a little bit better. The rain. Now, speaking of different sources of noise and different flavors of noise, I was messing around with my synth last night because I had this idea that was off the synth, and I thought I should put that on the synth, and it didn't kind of work out the way I realized. And I said, no, wait, this is the third inversion of the major chord that's got to start on. And I thought, wait, why the hell would you use a third inversion of a seventh chord? Because now you have, you know, C and C sharp right on top of each other. Is that what I was trying to do? You know, I want to come out here and have a bocce picnic. I'm walking by the grills. I'm walking by the picnic tables and these little flat dirt spots. Let's get out here. Let's bring some tea out here and some bratwurst and some pasta salad. Let's have, and some sandwiches. And let's have bocce dubious goals committee picnic subcommittee. Oh, wait, stand right here. Oh, stand right here. Yes, I can smell the reddish purple tree. I'm moving right into it. I'm sticking flowers up my nose. It's hard to smell because the rain and the breeze is, the breeze is blowing the scent this way. Oh God, yeah. Now the water's coming down. Yeah, now my expensive equipment is getting damp. Okay, here's what we do. Is this gonna do anything? Yeah. I'm actually wearing my light terry cloth, not terry cloth, my, what do you call this stuff? Fleece. Fleece. I'm wearing the fleece. I'm trying to keep everything dry. I'm making my way back up the path betwixt the baseball diamonds. Maybe I can take shelter in one of these covered picnic table pavilion thingies. Wind is starting to come up too. Anyway, I was messing around with my synth and I couldn't do the thing I was trying to do. And I started thinking, wait, why am I doing this? Why am I not working on like cool spaceship ambiance or something like that or anything? Okay. I'm at the picnic table under the shelter. I'm still about, 80 meters from my car. And it's starting to rain hard. I can actually see water. I can hear the rain pounding on the roof of this pavilion, which says it's under video surveillance, but there's no goddamn cameras for miles, just like the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on a non-radio, no video included. And that's the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I'm not running. I'm just sort of walking rapidly. Moving fast. I got the thing inside my coat. I'm trying to stay dry. And my shoes are soaking wet. I'm not to my car.